The Bob Brown Foundation's annual March in March for Forest rallies saw thousands turn out at 14 locations across the country over the weekend. The protests are aimed at ending native forest logging in Australia and protecting the more than 15,000 plant and animal species which depend on forest ecosystems for survival. According to the World Wildlife Fund, Australia is the only country in the developed world to still log native forest. I spoke with activist and rally organiser from the Bob Brown Foundation, Violet Coco.
The March in March for Forest is a campaign where yearly, all around the country, people come out onto the streets together and raise their voices to say we need to protect native forests.
Why is it a national protest?
Well, we need to nationally protect our forests. There are forests being decimated all around this country and indeed all around the world. And we have a global community where we're facing the collapse of our livable planet through climate breakdown and also a biodiversity crisis. And so collectively we can get together and apply pressure by showing how many people around this continent do really care about the livability of our planet and care about forests in relation to that. Now, forests are a carbon sink and they also cool the planet, so they are really essential to our survival. So many people have responded. I know my personal volunteer list from last year has tripled, so we really are expecting a big turnout this year.
Why do you think it's tripled?
I think that people really are feeling the effects of global warming from climate breakdown and they understand that forests are an essential piece to keeping the livability of our planet for ourselves and for future generations.
What specific changes are protesters calling for?
All around the country, we're all calling to protect native forests and native forest logging. Here in Victoria, we have a particular issue where the government has said that they are going to end native forest logging, but they're actually tearing down forests faster than they ever have before through the guise of fire breaks, which actually bypass all the environmental protections that we had in place when it was just under logging. So of the 21 logging contractors that they had when they ended native forest logging in Victoria, 19 of them were renewed to continue to decimate our forests. And so we really, particularly in Victoria, are calling for protection of native forests, because that means that there's no loopholes for continued extraction of these essential ecosystems.
And it's an annual protest. Why is it annual?
Well, I think that when you gain momentum on setting an expectation that once a year we're going to have a big gathering together where everybody, cries together to protect our native forest, that's really powerful. But that's not to say that this is the only time that we act to defend our forests. The Bob Brown Foundation and many other organizations around the continent are day in, day out in the forests, protecting them from the death machine. It's just that it's very time consuming and resource consuming to protest at the site of extraction, which is out in the bush. Often there's no reception, and obviously petrol prices are increasing quite significantly, so it is a huge resource to get all the people out into the forest. And so once a year we really say everybody who cares about the forests, come out and march together. It's a low cost to the people, but high effect in terms of showing just how many people care.
So in recent times we've seen public protests have been quite heated, and at times there's been violence. What's the feeling of the March in March for Forest protest?
All of the marches are fully liaised with the police. We do our best to make sure that there are no surprises or anything for our marches. It is a family-friendly event as much as possible.
That was Violet Coco of the Bob Brown Foundation speaking with The Wire.